Hello. Today we are looking at cards for January 31st and February 1st, 2022. And they are the Two of Swords, the Ace of Coins, and the Wheel of Fortune, both reversed. Reminder, Mercury is still in retrograde. I do not like this spread, but here it is. Hopefully we can avoid making an expensive mistake if we pay attention. This is not a good decision, or simply a reminder that it is not a good time to make a decision. Ever the optimist, I'll consider this a reminder. The Two of Swords, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, is a card of stalemate, of being unwilling or unable to make a decision, or having to make a decision between two options. It's a tense card. This is a stressful read, frankly, because we could also be in danger of missing a golden opportunity. No pressure. The Ace of Coins, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, is in the center today, and in the reverse is a major financial loss or simply fear of poverty. The Ace of Coins or Pentacles in the reverse can indicate a lack mentality. Enough is never enough. The Wheel of Fortune, number 10 of the major arcana, is not what we want to see in the upcoming position. Not the time to take risks or simply fear of taking a chance. The human we usually see on the Two of Swords sits alone on a rocky shore, her back to the water, in gloomy weather, wearing a blindfold and guarding her heart, it is said, with two swords crossed at the chest. On the Russian card, a tall brown-haired woman in a traditional long red dress covered in beautiful embroidery holds a sword upright in each hand and simply closes her eyes. This is the turning a blind eye card, but quite obviously we can't afford to. As the suit of earth talks about the body, we could be turning a blind eye to something we shouldn't in terms of our health or physical maintenance, or we've put off the usual New Year's resolution when it comes to starting new habits. But you're in luck because it's Chinese New Year, so you can start all over again. Well, this could be putting something on hold. The Two of Swords has also been accused of procrastinating. There is a decision to be made between two options, each with its own pros and cons. Financial potential, of course, is important, very important in these cards. I do have the feeling, were she to open her eyes, the other two cards would flip over and the path would be clear. We usually see the divine sky hand of the tarot handing us the huge gold coin from a cloud at the end of a straight path leading out through a garden to the ocean. This is a gift, even a proposal, contract, or job you may be turning down, or one you might not turn down, but turn a blind eye to things you actually should know, such as someone's bad luck with money, bankruptcy, gambling, ill health. In the reverse, the sky hand is either dropping the coin or holding it down. It's not time yet to start a new venture, and timing makes all the difference as to the success or failure of any new endeavor. There is the possibility of money not being the point at all, which is the point. As Dr. Elliot Adam explains so well, the Wheel of Fortune is always turning. Life has ups and downs, like the giant Ferris wheel we find on the card. But the very center of the wheel, a little red button on the Russian version, does not turn. We know and find our center and strive to remain unaffected and stable through the ups and downs. Whew, that helped.